Number one, describe the fundamental difference between the intent and practice of hypothesis testing research. I don't expect you to memorize that slide. Here it is. The intent of psychological research is to provide definitive results that prove or disprove causal hypotheses about relationships between psychological constructs. The results can be broadly applied. We end up with the first part, which is definitive results that prove or disprove. We don't do proof. We don't do definitive results. We do probabilistic evidence. There's two parts of that. One is we're always engaged in sampling, representation, and inference. We never run everybody that we care about. We never run data in all the places that we care about, doing all the things that we care about people doing. We stack up empirical, probabilistic evidence. No proof, no truth, no definitive. Second, causal hypotheses. We seem as human beings to be predisposed to lust after causal explanations, to not only want to predict things, but to change them. Not always can we run a true experiment. If we can't run a properly conducted true experiment, we can't get causal information. Relationships between psychological constructs. We use very highfalutin, hoity-toity words when we talk about behavior. And what we end up with is data in a database. It is important that the data we have reflect the behaviors that we say that we're studying. And finally, broadly applied. It would be nice if the results we found could always work. But we have to apply convergent operations and programmatic research to evaluate the specificity or generalizability of any set of findings. What I'd also like to see in your answer is showing the recognition that each of these four components of between the difference of the intent and the practice are tied to a specific kind of validity. Causal interpretability is tied to internal validity. Broad application is tied to external validity. Measurement is tied to measurement validity. And definitive results that prove or disprove is tied to statistical conclusion validity. Okay?